Hi, everyone. It's Jackie LeBeau. I'm back,
yes. Jackie will be here at this time every couple of weeks. And Jackie specializes in animal communications. Wow.
Yeah, I thought that song was a perfect lead in. Yeah. I'll take the dog.
That's why actually I played it, man. You know.
You don't know how true that is with people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dogs are like children.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, who gets custody of the dog, you know, if there's a breakup? So that was just so cute.
Yeah. So we're here. Nobody asked you a question all week.
Well, on my Facebook site, I forgot to put something out there. So I'm going to put this out to everybody here, you know, and it's not just animal questions, because I am a medium. So if you're looking for some connection with loved ones on the other side, you know, that's also what I do. So I'll encourage people to call in today. The number here is 717-637-0052. And we'll see if we can get some questions on the air.
Okay. I guess, how do they contact you? I guess that'd be a...
Oh, for people to contact me directly?
Yeah, if they want to contact you. You know, sometimes they get...
Sure.
They get a little embarrassed. It's kind of a personal thing, so...
Oh, sure. Well, it's very easy. There's a number of ways. I have a website I'll encourage people to check out, because it gives a lot of information about animal communication in general, what I do, how it works, and also my work as a medium. And if you're familiar with a computer, it's just JL, which is my initials, at JackieLeBeau.com. And that's French, and it's spelled JACQUI. LeBeau.com. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/JackieLeBeau. And you can reach me by phone. My office number is 717-968-5289. And I do consultations, readings, mostly for the animals. I do it over the phone. And I will talk about that in a minute. And I also do in-person readings. And I work out of an office in both Hanover at the Eichelberger Professional Center and also in York. So I'm very easy and very convenient to get to. I also do readings over the phone for people, too. So if you don't want to do things over the air, I encourage you to just, you know, get in touch with me and we can do things personally.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting, area code 717-637-0052 if you have some questions for Jackie. And did we go over all these questions last?
No, we didn't.
Last time?
But
I don't remember.
One thing I did want to bring up.
Yes.
I did talk to one of the gals that I had done an animal reading for in the beginning. And I think I brought him up, Emmett the bird, last time. So if I repeat any of this and you heard it last week, bear with me. But Emmett was the first bird I had done animal communication for. And Joy knows it now, but she didn't know it then. But I was pretty nervous. I was pretty nervous when she called me, because she was a manager at our township. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, if I get this, you know, screwed up, you know, what's she going to think? But she contacted me about Emmett, because Emmett was a feather picker. And I didn't know much about birds, and I'm still far from an expert, but feather picking is a very serious consequence for birds, and it's actually something that happens a lot. So she was having trouble with that and wanted some insight if there's anything they could do. And in talking to Emmett, a couple things that he brought up was first that he did not like what she was using to clean his cage. And so, you know, you think, but, you know, if you think about that,
well,
you know, some
true.
Of the cleaners and stuff, you know, that we use, we're more cognizant of that now. But, you know, a few years ago, you know, we didn't think about that. But think about the smells and stuff with a bird. I mean, you know, you've always heard about the canary in the mines. I mean, they're very, very sensitive. He also had a favorite toy, and it wasn't in his cage anymore, and he was wondering what happened to his favorite toys. And when I told Joy about that, and he actually described it to me, what it looked like. You know, it was like about, you know, 4 or 5 inches long. It was a diameter of a pencil. It was all these bright colors. And so, you know, I'm telling her what he's telling me about this toy. And she said, oh, my gosh. She says, I know exactly what that is. And she ended up looking for it, couldn't find it, contacted the manufacturer. They had some still because they had discontinued it, yeah, and sent her a bunch of those. But the thing that he said in the very end, and I hesitated to tell this to Joy at the time, but the last thing I asked him if he had anything else that he wanted to tell Joy, and he said, she thinks I'm a boy, but I'm not.
No.
Okay, and I'm going, oh my gosh. To myself, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I can't tell her that, you know, because I'm used to, I mean, dogs are my thing, you know, and if you want to know whether a dog is a boy or a girl, you just, you know, flip it over. Yeah, you just look. And I had no knowledge of this with birds. I have since found out that the real way to tell a bird's sex is they do DNA testing. So anyway, I got up the courage to tell this to Joy when we were going over the things that Emmett said. And I was thinking, oh, what's she going to say? And she didn't have any reaction at the time. And I thought, okay, you know, I thought she'd be like, you know, thinking, oh, my gosh, she's nuts. But anyway, Joy, bless her heart, a few years later, she called me. And she said, I just wanted to get back to you. She said, remember a couple years ago when you did the reading for Emmett and he said, she thinks I'm a boy, but I'm not. And I'm going, yeah, of course. Inside, I'm going, yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
She said they had him at a specialist and they did DNA testing for something else and found out that, in fact, he was a girl. So that they had had him sexed wrong. When they, you know, when she purchased him, when she adopted him, you know, and they thought he was a boy. So they were thinking about changing his name to Emily. But you know how that is with dogs and cats and any animal. Once you have a name, that's your name. So she told me recently that they've taken to calling him, her, I should say, Miss Emmett.
I see. Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so
whatever works.
Yeah, so that was interesting, but that was a fun thing. And you know, I have to tell you, I did not realize that birds were so popular. I mean, since that time, I've actually come to know the Pet Bird Club of York. I've done some speaking down there, and I just did not know that bird ownership was so prevalent. And but I can understand why. I mean, they're so interactive, and particularly you talk about animal communication. I mean, these are animals who can actually talk as well as, you know, telepathy. I mean, they talk to you, so it's quite exciting, I'm sure, for bird owners. And and they're so very sensitive and so very smart. And I think a lot of people have had some experience with that. I mean, I remember as a kid, we had a canary. And I remember how much I just loved hearing it in the morning. I mean, the song was so pretty. And, of course, I had the job that nobody wanted, and that was cleaning the cage.
Yeah, well, of course. You know, that's something that follows along with it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We all know that, whether we're cleaning up the yard after the dog or so. But I do remember that. I remember putting the little cover over the cage at night and things like that. So I think a lot of people have had experience with birds. We just don't think of that as you know, the typical pet that people have, but it definitely, I'm surprised and pleasantly surprised at how many pet owners are out there that have birds.
Okay. We have a phone call.
Oh, good.
Somewhere. If I can find it here. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My son has a dog. His name is Marley. He's about 2 years old, I'm thinking. He got him from someone who, I guess, rescued him off the street.
Okay.
And he had been in a cage when he got him. And my biggest issue with Marley is he likes to jump up on people. Now, is he trying to tell us something other than, I'm just thinking, I'm happy to see you.
Oh, hi, hi. Can I ask your name, your first name?
Diana.
Diana. Hi, Diana. Well, I'll tell you with jumping. Most of the time, they're just happy to see you, and they're just asking for attention. So, and what happens is when they jump, of course, we give them attention. It might not be good attention, but it's like we're either telling them to don't do that or to get down. But, you know, any attention is attention.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that you can try that has been successful for a lot of people is when Marley jumps up, just turn your back. Just turn your back on him and, you know, don't look at him, don't say anything. And wait till he settles down and then turn around and tell him he's a good boy. So give him attention. And this is something that we all do. We always give them attention when they're doing something we don't want. But and I'll tell you, I know it's hard to do because I've had dogs too. And, you know, when they're jumping, it's like you're thinking, I don't want to turn around. And you know, and but it really does work. I've seen it work tremendously. So they're just looking for you to respond. And if you get, if they don't get any response, they don't get what they were asking for.
Okay, well, I'll have to try that then.
Yeah, definitely try that with him. And it's and I'm anxious to see how that works for you, Diana.
Okay, if I hear you on again, and I probably will, I'll call back and give you an update.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for calling.
Jackie's going to be on every 2 weeks at the same time slot.
Okay, sounds
okay.
Good.
Thank you. All right, Jackie, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back. You have some things to announce, and we'll do that after this. Okay, we're back. It's about 4 minutes until 10. And, well, that didn't work right. I think I messed that up somewhere along the line. Oh, well. Anyhow, we'll have to take care of that.
Are we on?
We are.
Okay.
But it's one of those days. Just bear with me here. We were trying to get your recording, of the show.
Yeah.
And I messed it up.
Oh, we didn't get a recording this time. All right. Well, listen,
we
everybody.
We didn't get a recording this time.
We're going to definitely get a recording next time. And I'm going to start to put those on my website so that if you miss the show when we're live, you can hear it from the website. But I did have a couple announcements I wanted to make to just give some people some information. The first one that I'm the most excited about is that I'm actually coming to the big stage. I've been invited to do a show at the Pulo Performing Arts Center in York on Thursday, June 6th. So I'll be sort of giving you the inside track on being a medium. I'll be talking about the world of spirit and communicating with animals. Plus, I'll be doing live audience readings that evening. So I'll be talking and giving messages from loved ones, human and animal, those that are living in past. So get your tickets now. You can go to thepulocenter.com. The other place I'm going to be is the end of this month, Sunday, April 28th. I'm going to be participating in the Spirit Network Festival. That's going to be held from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, Harrisburg East, on Lindell Road in Harrisburg. And again, if you go to my website, I have a $2 off admission to the Spirit Festival. And you can just pull that right up off of my website and print that, and you have that ready to go. So we talked about where you can find me. So I encourage people, if you have questions or you just want to get a reading or something with your animals or with your loved ones in spirit, please look at my website, jacquielebeau.com, JacquieLebeau.com. Find me on Facebook or give me a call, 968-5289, and we'll get together.
Still got a minute.
Still got a minute?
Still got a minute.
Well, I can always fill a minute.
You think? Okay.
I do. So, in particularly, anybody, I'll tell you what, let's set up, well, one thing Gil and I talked about while we were at break is we're going to start doing this every Tuesday, so you're not going to have to remember which Tuesday I'm on, every Tuesday morning, and we are also thinking about extending this, making it longer, so that we have more time and actually bring in some guests to the show with us for some other animal topics. So sort of take a look for that. And let's throw something out there for next week. I'm going to talk to all you horse people. I'm going to tell some stories that I've had with communication with horses. And I invite those of you out there who have horses that you have questions about or want to touch base with, give me a call. And we'll just make this a equine Tuesday.
We can do that.
Okay.
Okay. Jackie, thank you very much for being here. Jackie, we'll be back again next Tuesday. After the news at 9 o'clock is when we're going to start this. So she will be here every Tuesday right here.
Country music legends and the stars of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. This is Real Country, 1280 WHVR, Hanover.